Flakes. Now Chris Moyles is at breakfast. He hasn't changed at all. He still looks overweight and fancies Zoe Ball. He's still the same old Moylesy. He eats out of a truck and he won't change at all till he asks for Fridays off. Ooh-oh. The Chris Moyles Show, National Radio 1.
I saw the funniest, absolute funniest sitcom ever made the other night. Congratulations to Ricky Gervais winning a Golden Globe for The Office, but that is piffle next to the absolute class that I witnessed Friday night. It doesn't matter. They're running at the moment the best British sitcoms. Jack D did a big thing the other night about Fawlty Towers. Rubbish compared to the show that I watched. Peter Kay, Phoenix Nights, which I thought was one of the greatest comedies written. Rubbish compared to the genius that I watched. It really is a remarkable piece of comedy, and congratulations to all involved. I think you should stand up and be counted. From the commissioning editor all the way down to the script supervisors. For the excellent Mad About Alice, featuring Amanda Holden and Jamie Theakston, you really should be applauded. I say you should be applauded because I can't say put against a wall and punished. You didn't see much of it, did you?
I've seen the adverts for it, and I saw a little bit last week, but I wasn't watching it properly.
Gene, I didn't think it was on last week.
I think it was on
last week. I don't think it was.
I think it was.
I don't think so. Why would all the people be writing such great reviews about it this week if it had been on the week before?
Don't know.
Yeah.
It's odd, isn't it?
Yeah, so therefore, maybe... Right. Jamie Theakston, by the way, for those of you who didn't see it, plays a posh bloke. So what he does is he puts on a posh accent. It's brilliant.
Hello, I'm Jamie Theakston. Look, I'm very tall, but I'm an actor now.
Brilliant. It's the same Jamie Theakston, by the way. He was caught in a dungeon-stroke brothel. Moving on, the other great character is played by the brilliant actress that is Amanda Holden. And people have been saying, it's unbelievable, Amanda Holden, she was good in Cutting It. How come she made a really bad decision to be in this? Well, she married Les Dennis. Maybe good decisions aren't, you know, on her high priority daily list.
But she does look quite good in her pants, though, does she not?
No, because it has her face attached to the body. I will discuss this further, and I will poll the nation on those 17 people that may have accidentally watched this show the other night. So anyway, you can see I'm a little bit excited by the whole thing.
I'm sensing anger in your voice.
Anyway, good morning.
New, but you're a bit new, because what happened was, right, was this thing happened, what you didn't even know about. Shut up! And wait, it was supposed to be even anywhere near there, but then Meredith come over and started stirring it all up, started calling me all these things about this thing. What I was supposed to have done, but I ain't never even not done it, all right?
Neil from Wigan sent us a text saying The League of Gentlemen is the best TV comedy show. Yeah, not really kind of getting the point I was making there, are you, Mr. Wigan? But thanks very much, Neil, for joining in with the show. You're missing, obviously, Mad About Alice on BBC One on a Friday night. Hilarious comedy from the BBC. Unbelievable. Anybody who watched that would have thoroughly enjoyed it, especially Johnny Ford, who would have been sitting there going, bloody hell, it makes Horrible look genius. Anyway, I'll discuss about that later. And that was The Strokes in 1251, which comes out on the 9th of February, apparently. There you go. Right, here's Dom and Jules and Eastern Sport. It's 7 o'clock.
Hollywood honours the workers from Slough. The weather is awful. Snow in the north heading south. Becoming colder later on, though. Radio Newsbeat, it's now 7:03.
Can I just say, oh, I just broke the clock. I just tried to move the clock so Dominic can see it rather than looking over my big fat head. And now it says MO01.
It's there just flashing. Go. That doesn't look good.
Radio Newsbeat, MO1. MO1! Rachel just passed me a note during the sport, Dave.
Saying what?
I will now pass to you.
Okay.
And you can read it. And tell me what you think of that.
Is it broadcastable?
Right on a Monday morning. Is that what you need?
I'm supporting Liverpool now.
For the FA Cup.
That's a great bit of audio we can use for the rest of the week. No, I won't, obviously.
You better not.
But Rachel... after the Everton, during the Everton clip, she wrote that. That's support from your producer, isn't it? What a lovely woman. I'm supporting Liverpool now. How many teams now have you supported?
two. Liverpool have always been my second team.
No, hang on. Kidderminster you supported.
Yeah.
And then Scarborough.
No.
Now you moved on to Liverpool.
Only okay. For the FA Cup.
I can't support Liverpool in this. I need to choose another underdog team.
Well, I
team.
Watched the match on Saturday and I think they're going to win now.
So do I. They played brilliantly.
They did play brilliantly.
To be fair, Dominic,
you're a fan now again, are you?
What? Hey! That's a bit harsh.
Hey!
Dave?
What? But why? Is he a flaky fan?
Last 3 weeks, he's saying, I'm not really into football anymore. I used to follow Liverpool as a kid, but I don't really see him anymore. And now he's saying, great win for Liverpool.
Well, that's true, actually. That's pretty accurate.
So you're a Liverpool fan now?
Yes.
Would you
come on, the mighty red men.
Would you class yourself as a big Liverpool supporter?
I'm not as big as I was.
All right. Can you name any of the players?
Yes. Bruno Giroud scored 2, and he was genius. I've always said he's genius. Same as Alan Green.
Does he score many goals?
No, that would be his third ever, probably.
Right.
Excellent.
No further questions.
Right. Right.
Right.
Hell of a leg.
Mm. This is for the trail. This will be good.
Who's this? No, I'm just leaving a gap. I was going to do punchline, but you ruined it.
Oh, sorry. Go on.
No.
There's no pressure. Do it now.
No, I don't have one. I'm just leaving a gap, and then we'll move on. Everybody said their piece?
Yep.
Toby looks well today.
He does look very well.
Yeah. I like what he's done with his hair.
Toby's in charge of the news. He tells Dominic, no, honestly, you can't have swear words in the news. Here, cross it out. Very nice. He's got that student Monday morning look to him. I like it.
He's keen.
Did you do your hair yourself? No, really. Some muggers did it for you. Right. Right, so we're ready then?
Mm.
Right. Minutes past 7. Hi, I'm Jamie Thigston. Why not join me and my great mate Amanda Holden for our hilarious new sitcom that's Mad About Alice. Alice, who the commissioned this rubbish? Good morning. Minutes past a big Radio 1 hour of 7 o'clock, Monday morning. I know it's a crabby time. Everyone's got to get up. No one wants to. So if you're up already, morning, if you're just getting up, here's something to ease you out of bed nice and gently. It's the theme tune to Mad About Alice, Friday nights on BBC One, sung by Amanda Holden and Jamie Theakston.
I remember a time when we didn't rap.
Before we met?
Believe
the chaos that surrounds you.
Well, what would you know?
No, just look around you. It's Mad About Alice.
Please don't remind me.
Mad About Alice.
All right, don't go on about it.
But we know despite the things we say,
oh,
we wouldn't have it any other way.
Except maybe today.
Yeah, whatever.
Hilarious! Oh! I'm telling you, Ricky Gervais, don't enjoy that Golden Globe for too long. Next year, and the winner is Jamie Theakston. Oh, well, it's amazing. I really can't believe I've won it. No, neither can anybody else.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
People not understanding what we're saying, number 2, comes in at 7:12 this morning. Text message reads, what the hell? Little Britain is better than Mad About Alice any day. You're crazy, Chris.
No, they're all wrong.
You're crazy.
No, they're
Chris.
I'm going to support my friend Jamie Theakston in his desperate hour of need, in need for a decent script and acting lessons. But what I don't understand about it is he plays a character who's posh, right? So he puts on a posh voice. Jamie's posh. I don't understand. Hello. How are you? Yes, I'm acting, look. What's that? It's ridiculous. It's awful. Absolutely awful. Awful. Awful, awful, awful. I honestly don't know how these things... You know, being a presenter of an ex-failed show myself, you know, I know the hard work that goes into make a show look rubbish, but this, they must have been working on this for a decade. Thank you. Oh, man. But that theme tune, I'm always amazed by bad decisions. Because I always think there's got to be a meeting room somewhere. Like, they must have sat around in a big boardroom and listened to that theme tune. And do you honestly believe that they were there stroking their chins going, that's brilliant, that's great, well done, everybody, that's great, that's a great theme tune. Do you know, I just, Oh,
I've always felt that people that can't sing should never expose their inadequacies.
Yeah, but they know, don't have a go at Michelle McManus, because she's number one again. Rachel, you used to work with Jamie.
Oh.
Now, how would you rate that vocal style from the theme tune there?
I think I'd need to hear it again.
Really?
To give...
No. I can't...
Maybe off air?
No, no, I can't... But did he see it?
No.
Oh, you missed...
I saw the trail.
You missed a treat.
I agree with Dave. I thought it started last week. Hi.
I'm sorry I'm late.
No problem.
You all right?
Yeah, fine.
Listen to the laughs.
Joe, hurry up. Your dad's in a hurry.
It's a sitcom, by the way.
Where are you going?
It's a sitcom.
Into the kitchen.
Where are the laughs?
Right, hiding in
where
there,
the laughs? Play the laughs. Play the laughs. There you go. Yeah, there's no dialogue.
Hello.
Yeah. Another laugh.
What?
What?
Yeah.
I can go back into the hall if you want.
Here's a good game for you, Rachel. You ready?
Hey, I like this collage.
Mm.
Really?
Yeah, it's very impressive.
Do you think so?
It's fantastic. Did Joe get any help?
I did it.
Oh.
Ted and I might be designing a bar.
Oh, free drinks.
I don't think that's going to be part of it.
Nathan, there's a great game coming up.
You know, you've never taken my job seriously. It's not as if your job's a matter of life and death.
All right, so there's your comedy setup there, Rachel. It's not as if your job is a matter of life or death. All right, you have one guess. One guess only. There's the setup. It's not as if your job is a matter of life and death. Okay, here's the big quiz. What does Jamie's character do for a living in the sitcom? It's not a matter of life or death, your job. What is his job?
Doctor?
I'm a doctor.
Yay!
And I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it, but that's how funny it is, you see. It's play-at-home fun.
I could be a scriptwriter.
You could on that bloody show, I tell you.
The fight, those nights, I tried to make me stronger.
That's Jamelia, and thank you. Doesn't hit you as much as the other songs, does it?
Right, maybe it's a grower.
I think it will be, because so far she hasn't released a duff record yet, Jamelia. It comes out in a month's time, 23rd of February, which, by the way, for those anoraks and rich people among you, is the day after my birthday, 22nd of February. I'll be 24 in the end of February. Stop laughing, Rachel. So, if you want to get your cards... more importantly, checks into me by then. That'll be great. Thank you for it. Am I allowed to ask for money off the listeners?
No.
Can I not say anybody, every listener, send me £5?
No.
And then I can have a really nice holiday in April?
No.
Really? Is that against BBC guidelines?
Yes.
Well, God forbid. We wouldn't like to damage those well-thought-out rules, would we? You're not allowed to say poo before 8 o'clock. Oh, no. So, can I just say, in defence of this Mad About Alice show, for those of you who didn't see it, Jamie Theakston's acting is not that bad, right? I goof on Jamie a lot because he's easy to take the mickey out of. But he's not that bad in it. The script is awful. You know, so you put Robert De Niro in that sitcom, he'd be rubbish as well.
Even he wouldn't be funny.
Yeah. And I wasn't, I didn't watch Cutting It, as, you know, as a regular viewer, but I saw a few episodes, and Amanda Holden and that connect.
Mm.
So I don't really know how it's all gone wrong. I think the problem is the theme tune really ruins it.
I remember a time when we didn't
battle. Before we met?
All right, Toby, seriously, it's your first morning working with us. You can't jig to that, right? I see him, serious newsman next door, in charge of Dominic, right? And he starts going, jiggy, jiggy, jiggy. Seriously. Well, I'm taking the mickey out of it. This is not on the playlist. It's not like a power song this week. That was the White Stripes, and now here's Jamie and Amanda.
I remember a time when...
No, you just stop it, seriously. You sick, twisted individual.
I can't believe the chaos that surrounds you.
I can't believe sung on the theme tune. Right, buzz off then, are you ready?
Yeah.
Get on your phones then, text buzz off to 81199 when you've had enough of the following record. Okay, Rachel, can you put it on my little screen so I can see all the thousands and thousands... Do you know what we should have done for buzz off today, don't you? We should have done that. Well, we're not going to, right? So, if you don't like the following record, text the word buzz and then the word off. That's buzz off and send it to 81199. And when we have 2,000 text messages come in, that will go off and Dave and Rachel and Alan all have a vote. Are you ready?
Yes.
Let's go.
Oh, yes. 7:23, back in time with Squeeze.
The Indians send signals from the rocks above the
Dave Buzz.
No!
Alan Buzz.
No! Shut up!
Score is with the corporal, she is tied against a tree.
Shut up,
she
Rachel.
Doesn't mind the language. God, Rachel. She don't need. She lets loose all the horses when the corporal is asleep. And he wakes to find the fire's dead and arrows in his axe. And Davy Crockett rides around and says it's cool for cats, it's cool for cats.
Rachel Buzz.
No taste, none of you.
The Sweeney's doing 90 because they've got the work to go. They get a gang of villains in a shed up at Heathrow. They're counting out the fivers when the handcuffs lock again. Woo! In and out of once with the numbers on their names. It's funny how the missus always looks a bleeding sane. And meanwhile at the station there's a couple of likely lads who swear like as your father and they're very cool for cats, they're cool for cats.
1979, what a great record.
To change the mood a little, I've been posing down the pub. I'm seeing my reflection, I'm looking slightly rough. I fancy this, I fancy that, I wanna be so fresh. I'll give a little muscle and I'll spend a little cash. But all I get is bitter and a nasty little rash. And by the time I'm sober, I've forgotten what I've had. And everybody tells me that it's cool to be a cat, cool for cats.
Oh, you know.
There you go, the nation has spoken.
No one's got any taste whatsoever.
Evan realises
Monday
it's
morning.
Overrated Cockney tosh.
Oh, how can you say that? Squeeze are one of the greatest UK bands of all time and extremely underrated. 1979, Cool for Cats. What a great record. Groundbreaking in its simplicity. And you just sit there going, Buzz. How can you say... Toby, now, obviously... You know, your musical tastes are dubious, as we proved with the theme tune to Mad About Alice. Did you enjoy that? Loved it. See that? Or,
yeah. He's only trying to get back in your good books
his
now.
His Dominic, I think, is mouthing at me. And Dom liked it. No, you didn't like it. Again, proving my point, Dominic has no taste. The same as all of you. That was absolute class. Anyway, if you're interested in finding out more about Squeeze, go out and buy the back catalogue. You'll find that on Call for Cats, obviously. Or you can buy the greatest hits of Squeeze, which includes all of their greatest hits.
That's good promotion, that.
Thank you.
You should get points off the album.
No, it's all right. Just free concert tickets, that's all I'd like. 7:26, it's Monday morning. I'm Chris Moyles. This is The White Stripes and Mad About Alice. So White Stripes and Seven Nation Army.
I remember a time when we didn't round.
What before we met?
But we're not together now. I couldn't sing for the life of me. I can't act, I'll get a job on the baby's head.
Anyway, there you go. Sorry about that.
BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
What?
I was jigging to that.
Well,
yeah.
You and Toby Seeley.
Yeah, we're both bouncing and bouncing.
You go to a club and, you know, well, I don't like them hard techno clubs. I like the ones that play really bad sitcom theme tunes.
Jig to that sort of stuff.
All right, then, fair enough. Right, coming up then, Divine Inspiration, Josh Stone, which comes out on Monday, great record, is Dominic with some news at 7:30.
And the main news around this morning, Ricky Gervais has made it's now 7:34.
I remember a time when we didn't round.
What, before we met?
Believe the chaos that surrounds you.
If Michelle McManus can be number one again, then so can this.
Mad About Alice.
Please don't remind me.
Mad About
half of the profits to Children in Need, the other half to Jamie Thicke and Amanda Holden's careers.
We wouldn't have it any other
I like this bit at the end.
Except maybe today.
Yeah, whatever.
Because I'm a lady. Shut up. Gee, it makes my skin crawl. Anyway, sorry about that.
I like the backing vocals in it, though.
Really?
Ba, 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 da.
I tell you what, just to prove to all the critics that we really are doing well with this show, that we're really aiming at that bang-on target of young listeners, Lisa sends us an email. Hello, everyone. Do you think that Mad About Alice is a touch of Dean Friedman's You Can Thank Your Lucky Stars?
Who's Dean Friedman?
Ask your grandparents who he was. Well, maybe it does, but sadly I don't know who he is. As far as The Office go, right, Greg Kerr from Los Angeles has emailed in saying, Chris, about The Office, I've never heard of it. And I don't think BBC America is all that highly rated.
That's the brilliant LA accent, by the way.
It's bang on that.
Yeah.
It's never been on my cable lineup. Have a good week. There you go, you see? And that's from an American.
There you go, that's America represented then.
Yeah.
What? No, I think that's fair enough.
Actually, can I ask a question on this? Because you said that the Golden Globes are normally a good sort of precursor to the Oscars.
Yes.
Can TV shows win Oscars? I thought they were predominantly for films.
Well, what you've done there, Dave, is asked an intelligent question that I have no answer for. So what I'll do is answer it this way. I don't know.
There you go, lovely. Perfect news.
Your morning's just got better. The Savior is here. His aftershave is Old Spice. His breath still stinks of beer. He laughs at famous people cause he just doesn't care. He looks like Terry Wogan, but he's got his own hair.
7:36, hello.
Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Hi, I'm Greg from Los Angeles, and I like the Chris Moyle Show on Radio 1. Have a great week. God bless her. It honestly, a lot of people kind of go, we don't like it, it's not as good as the original. It's not to be. It's an interpretation of the original. And, if I believe right, the White Stripes, who did it originally, now do that version when they play it live.
I think it's far better than the original.
Do you?
Mm.
Do you know the original?
Yep.
How does it go?
Fell in love with a girl.
Yeah, yeah. Well, not fell in love with a boy. Actually, it is fell in love with a girl. You're absolutely right. Yeah, because he sings it. He doesn't say fell in love with a boy, does he?
If she sang it, probably would be fell in love with a boy. She's a girl.
What?
Huh?
Well, hang on a second. It is called Fell in Love with a Boy. She is a girl.
But he sings it.
No.
Curious.
He sings Fell in Love with a Girl.
But it's called Fell in Love with a Boy.
No, it's originally called Fell in Love with a Girl.
I'm sure people will text in to tell us.
I'm sure people could really care less. What do you say, Wes?
I'm confused.
Well, yeah, generally. But what do you think about this issue?
I'm still confused.
Can I just say, the rock and roll lifestyle that Wes leads, he phoned me about 9:30 Saturday night, bored. And I apologise I didn't call you back. But we did discuss it, and we put it to the vote.
Yeah.
No, I went home after dinner. And so
did you?
Yeah, so I didn't go out later.
Right, okay.
I'm sorry.
That's all right, don't worry about it.
But you blew me out last Wednesday, because we were meant to meet up last Wednesday, so I now look at it as quits.
I know. I was covering Vicky Marsden overnight, and I got loads of texts going, now don't forget, you've got to go out with Moyles later. Honestly, I was like, okay, I'll go out.
I forgot, I was on the internet surfing for holidays, and you text me going, sorry, I can't make this afternoon, and I'm like, all right, yeah. So I'll text back saying, you've ruined my day now, I've planned for it. Are we going to go out this week then, Wes?
We could do, I suppose, yeah. Let's pretend to be best of mates and hook up
That's harsh. Why don't you run through your diary and tell me when you have a window free, starting from 8 o'clock this morning?
I'm free all week.
Right, there you go then.
You know exactly how it is. I only work one day a week.
So, what time do you get up on a, let's say Wednesday then, because you're not doing any shows this week, are you?
No.
So, Wednesday then, what time would you get up Wednesday morning?
Wednesday of, should we say 11?
11. And what will you do? Run me through a typical Wes day off day.
Get up about 11.
Yeah. Excellent.
Have a shower.
Are you like, is it like Hugh Grant in About a Boy? Is your life set up in units of time? You know, eating
I've
lunch.
I've not seen the film, I couldn't tell you. I don't know.
But your weeks are just a vast empty desert of inactivity.
Well, you know, get
a hobby. You should get a hobby. You should do calligraphy or something.
What, a holiday?
No, a hobby.
Oh, a hobby.
Calligraphy's not a holiday. Well, I suppose it could be.
Where's that? Is that in the Canary Islands?
I could do with a holiday. I'm worked off my feet.
You are, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
Let's take it out of you.
Mm.
Did you manage to see Mad About Alice on Friday night?
Did I see what?
Doesn't matter.
Going well, this, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. But
it's my crappy mobile, I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine. Do you not have a landline?
No, I can't afford one.
Oh, well,
I only work one day a week.
See, if you work 2 or 3 days, you could get a landline.
Well, I know. Well, I aspire to that, obviously.
When you look through it, like, Wes, right, has a mobile. Colin and Edith have a landline.
Mm. Right? That's
the
difference.
Then you go to, like, the strip shows, like myself and Joe Wiley, we've got both. See, the more shows you do, the more phones you can have.
Well, exactly.
Exactly. So how was the chart yesterday? Was it thoroughly enjoyable?
It was very enjoyable, yes. Yeah. Very nice to do.
I'm amazed at how many weeks certain songs have been in the chart.
Such as what?
Well, going down to the top 40, through the list, right, mm-hmm. I'm amazed that Shane Ritchie is still in there with I'm Your Man. Do you have to play that?
We didn't play it yesterday, no.
Good lad. And Kevin Little turned me on 15 weeks in the chart.
That's the longest runner.
Pop a doodle.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm amazed at how long songs stay in the charts.
It intrigues me as well after 15 weeks. And don't forget, it's been played on the radio as well for, like, maybe another 6 weeks on top of that. So people have heard it for, like, 20-odd weeks.
Shane Richards...
And then suddenly go out and buy it. I don't understand that, but people do.
Girls Aloud Jump, 10 weeks in the chart.
Mm-hmm.
Will Young's in there for 9.
Yeah.
Katie Mlew... 8 weeks, but I've no idea what it is.
Mm.
I saw an advert for her on the telly.
Who, for Katie Mellow? I saw that too.
Yeah.
She's number one on the album chart now.
Mm. I believe, though, isn't she number one on the album chart?
She's number one on the album chart now, yeah.
Is she good? I don't know anything about her. Tell me about her.
She's very good. She's the protege of Mike Batt.
From the Wombles?
From the Wombles, yeah. So now, instead of the Wombles, Katie's his little sort of protege.
Who's Mike Batt, Wesley?
He did... Oh, go on, Wes will tell.
Mike Batt was the creator of the Wombles in the 70s and had various successes musically.
He was underground, overground, and indeed, wombling free.
He was, yes.
All right, so yesterday's chart then, the highest new entry was at number 10. However, there was 5 new entries between number 11 and number 20. How crazy is that?
I know. it's that period after Christmas, you see. There's only a few new records out, and that's why a lot of, you know, normally in the chart we'd have quite a few new entries, but we only had a few yesterday.
Apparently, the number one, which you will reveal in a minute, not that anyone thinks there's anything else, but sold only about 35,000 or something to be number one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if that's number one... If we release a record this time next year,
yes.
What do we need to sell to get to number 40?
Well, I was looking at this, actually, because I was thinking about releasing my own record called You're My Official Number One. Right, okay. And doing it the week after Christmas, because no new records come out that week.
Right.
And I think because everybody's, you know, spent up over Christmas, I think you only need to sell about 850 to get to number 40.
Wow.
So if you want a top 40, I mean, top 75 as well, if you want to get top 75, which actually makes your record a hit, then, you know, you'd probably sell about 500.
So when we relaunch our potentially, you know, influential Ghetto Life group, if we were to release this time next year, we'd be in with a chance of a top 40 smash.
Definitely. I honest to God think it's a possibility.
Would you like to hear a song that we may release?
I would love one.
Before we met.
Well, we're not together now.
Right, that's the theme tune to Mad About Alice.
Right, it's very good that, yeah.
Right, okay, tell me then, Wes, what is this week's brand new top 10?
Well, Moyles, number 10 is brand new, it's Sisters and Comfortably Numb.
How does that go?
Oh, I'm not singing again this
all
week.
All right, okay, all right, I won't do it. All right.
I heard about how cruel you were and put me on the trails and everything.
Sorry.
It's okay, I forgive you. Down to a number 9 is Sean Paul and Sesha, I'm Still in Love with You.
Wes?
Down to it, yeah.
How does that go?
I forget.
Right.
I can't remember.
Yeah.
Down to at 8 is Ozzy and Kelly Osbourne with Changes. Down 4 at 7 is Franz Ferdinand, Take Me Out. Up 2 at number 6 is 2Play and So Confused.
I love that.
Falling one at 5 is Michael Andrews and Gary Jules and Mad World. Up 5, climbing up 5 places, at 4 is Outkast, Hey Ya.
Can I just say, I take a slight responsibility for that record, climbing the chart again, because it is used in the great Chris Moyles is a Bin Man TV advert for this here show, the Chris Moyles Show.
That's the reason.
That's very kind of you to claim responsibility for that amazingly successful record.
Shake it like a Polaroid picture, Dave.
Back to Wes. Mm.
Thank you. Climbing up 2 at number 3 is The Boogie Pimps and Somebody to Love. Kelly some Milkshake is a non-mover at number 2, which means a non-mover at number 1 again. Michelle with All This Time.
Who'd have thought? Who would have thought?
Who would have thought she'd be difficult to move?
Sorry, I shouldn't laugh.
Yeah, she's your mate.
I know.
Did you speak to her yesterday?
No, I didn't speak to her yesterday, no. Yeah.
Oh, she's too busy for you now, is she?
Well, probably.
Is there anything you'd like to plug?
Nothing really.
No.
How about the top 40 Sunday afternoons from 4, only on Radio 1?
Oh, sorry, yeah, I see what you mean now. Yes, I'm back Sunday, 4 o'clock, with the official chart show. Please do join me.
I love Wes. Right, what day are we going out?
We'll actually see each other tomorrow night.
Oh, crap, yeah, it's the radio and DJ dinner tomorrow night, isn't
it? I know.
Which normally I really, really enjoy because I laugh at all the DJs who do the overnight shows and breakfast because they had to leave early. And tomorrow night will be us.
Mm.
Joy.
Yeah.
Well,
I'll see you then.
I'll see you tomorrow night. Would you like to introduce the UK's official number one parody?
Oh, we're playing that again? Oh,
yeah.
It's good.
Yes.
Number one this week for a third week is Michelle McManus and All This Time, but done by Moyles.
This time yesterday, I thought I was losing weight. Standing in the shop, dying for some cake. Then I'm standing on the stage, I'm looking fairly pale. Don't look like a pop star, more like a whale. Song the very first time when it was done. No, thought it sounded like a song that was sung by Will Young. I'm gonna take this moment, make it last forever. I'm gonna give my heart away, and pray we'll stay together. 'Cause you're the one good reason, you're the only part that I need. 'Cause you're more beautiful than I have ever seen. Make it evergreen. The judges stared at me, they think that I am poxy, but at least I don't look like that tubby Dr. Foxy. People say I'm fat, they really like to bitch, but I'm having the last laugh while they're making me rich. When I heard the song the very first time, when it was done, no, thought it sounded like a song that was sung by.
Well done to Michelle, who this week celebrates her 78th week at number one in the charts. So congratulations. A week for every stone she weighs. It's 7:54. Good morning. Don't shake your head at me, Rachel. Or I will tell the nation exactly what your healthy breakfast consists of this morning.
I don't care.
Really?
No.
Enjoying your bacon sandwich with Tommy sauce?
Took the rind off.
There's something I never thought I'd hear said on the breakfast show.
Apparently, it's only 3.5 points.
It's like Coxie's back on. I took the rind off. Whatever that means. I don't know.
Lean back. Was the bacon, and that's why it's got no points.
Oh.
That's the joke, isn't it?
What?
I'd like some bacon, please.
Lean back.
I'd like some bacon, please.
And there'll be more butcher-based humour later on through the show.
Oh dear! Look at all those those really nice cuts of meat that are nailed to the roof of the studio.
Lean back.
No, the stakes are too high. And so many other great jokes.
Life in the funny lane.
Do you know Radio 1's in New York this week, Dave?
Is it really?
Yes.
Read all about it this week. Radio 1 hits. It's gonna be big, baby boy.
Text message came and said, you're usually funny, Chris, but that's a bit below the belt. There are weight issues in this country, and you ain't helping, you ass. From Lee in London. Okay.
You're absolutely right. I do take it black.
God, I'm Michelle McManus. She's looking good, isn't she?
Yeah, I'm responsible for her feeding cake into her fat mouth on a daily basis. I apologise. What was I thinking? Instead of texting me, mate, why don't you text all the gyms in your area to get Michelle free memberships? Get on the treadmill. Right, that said, good morning. 7:56 at Radio 1. I love the argument over the fat thing.
Everybody upset. How dare you have a go at her for being fat? You're hardly thin yourself.
I hate fat people. I really do. I'm sorry, it's got to be said. I hate fat people, unless they've got a medical condition, and it's, which is very sad. I think they should stop shoveling pies into their mouth. Do you know what I mean? I think it's offensive to all us thin people, like myself. I really do. You know, all these porky people wobbling around, ruining the pavements for the rest of us skiddies. What can you do? Yes, Dave?
Interesting point. Well made. Did you say skiddies or skinnies?
I said skinnies.
Oh, I think you said skiddies.
No, I said skinnies.
Why would they be ruining it for your skiddies? Your skinnies should be nowhere near the pavement.
Because I'm falling through the holes that fat people make, hence giving my pants the old skiddy effect.
The only way your skiddies would be near the pavement is if they're too big for you.
No, they're
back
not.
To your sort of skinny issue.
No, shut up. You're not helping at all.
It's the other side of the argument.
I don't have, balance. By the way, I don't have skiddies, and if you want, I'll prove it to you right here, right now.
Data one.
Oh, it's good to see the BBC has gone highbrow with this morning show these days.
Infotainment.
The Today Show must be bricking themselves. Right, coming up, Stereophonics and Pink. It is Dom and Jules, the news and sport. It's just after 8 o'clock.
David Brent's management style wins over America.
And it's extra time at Ella Rossi.
And the weather this morning, snow in the north, heading south, becoming cold later on.
Yes.
Big snow predicted on Wednesday, if you can
Brilliant.
Have big snow.
Can't wait.
Radio News Beat's now 4 minutes past eight.
I can't wait for the snow.
Are we still up for sledging this week, Dominic?
Yes, the north and the east are still the places to do it.
Really?
Yes.
The gritters are out today, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
So I was watching. Gritting, so I now believe, is an art form. It's a skill. If you grit too early, it just dissolves. If you grit too late, pointless. You need to get your gritting bang on.
That's true.
It is true.
It is true, yeah.
Yeah.
So you've been brushing up on your gritting knowledge.
I have, yes, and it's true. Too early, peak too soon. Too late, no problem. Right, no use, really. But you grit, bang on, you save the nations.
To borrow an expression that my plumber said to me the other day.
You don't have a plumber.
Oh, I do, he came round because we had a leak. He said,
as is a plumber's want.
Yeah. Well, you might have come round because they had dinner.
In terms of your gritting thing, if you don't do it early and it's too late, he goes, basically what you're doing there, you're robbing Peter to pay Paul. Have you ever heard that before?
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
Robbing Peter to pay Paul, yeah.
You're robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Yeah.
I think that's brilliant. I never heard that. So in a sense, that's what you're doing if you grit before the snow.
Yeah, you're robbing Peter to pay Paul. There you go. Brilliant.
We're the new show on the air, and we know we're not the same. To be your number one, well, that's our major aim. What makes this show stand out when the record has stopped playing? When he speaks into the mic, you understand what he is saying.
Good morning.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Pink, it comes out today. Please go and buy it because it's great. It's God is a DJ. It's Radio 1. It's Monday morning. It's 8:13. So, Dominic, tell me, straight up.
Yes.
I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here.
Yes.
Starts tonight.
Yeah, it's on tonight at 9 o'clock, ITV1.
We had an excellent rapport with the press people from that show who really did bend over backwards.
That's right.
To help us out with all the interviews that we could get.
That's right. Out of the 10, we got two.
Brilliant. That's really... We are such a powerful player in the media these days. We command respect.
Absolutely.
So, talk to me about it then in your news head.
Okay, well, people probably remember last year's show. Phil Tufnell won and is now
on every advert and every station doing everything.
Not as much as that woman.
I've never seen Phil Tufnell on any adverts.
Haven't you?
No.
He's done loads of adverts and loads of little TV programs.
Name one advert.
The beer one.
You're not thinking of Linda Barker always cutting prices?
Yes, she's always cutting prices, and she's done very well too. So basically, if you're
I used to really like her until she started appearing on everything.
Yeah.
I think it's really, really nice.
They both did a program together the other night.
Oh, my God.
See, that's what happens.
Oh, and could I sound so Valley-like? Oh, my God, what was that all about?
Yeah, I know. So basically, if your career's not going great, then what you want to do is go on I'm a Celebrity, get me out of here, and you'll be paid lots of money to do lots of TV programs when you come out, which is the idea. Yeah. There are 10 people in there.
Some of which I've heard of.
Yes, Lord Brockett.
Who?
No, lives in a £42 million house in Hertfordshire.
Don't we all?
Kerry McFadden.
Bint from Atomic Kitten, who is no more.
There you go. And Diane Madal as well.
No idea. I seem to be on my own when it comes to everyone on the show.
She's an ex-Olympic athlete.
Oh, there you go. What was Tessa Sanderson not available?
No, Tessa couldn't make it, unfortunately.
She was having lunch
with Fatima Whitbread. Peter Andre, of course.
Mysterious girl.
Genius from the 90s.
Mysterious appointment.
It is a mysterious appointment.
What's up, party people? It's Peter Andre here. We got a jingle that says that. How you doing, party people?
He's been working in his brother's gym in Cyprus, working on new material.
I believe, though, he's got loads and loads of songs.
Yeah, he's got about 100 songs.
Wow.
It's good, isn't it?
That's amazing. Instead of having 100 songs, wouldn't it be better to have maybe one record company?
Yeah, possibly, yeah. But he really wants those songs to be heard. He wants to get that message out there, so that's why he's going on I'm a Celebrity.
Yeah, he's not rubbish, you know.
In the jungle.
He's going to prove that by being in the jungle and crapping in a hole in the ground.
I think he could be a good outside bet to win.
Really?
Because I think people might take him to their hearts and say, I like that, Peter Andre.
Andre.
Andre. Yeah. John Lydon.
Excellent.
Is in there, definitely one of the favourites to win.
Genius. Please, please, people, this guy. I mean, I might just start voting for him now.
Yeah.
He's a genius.
His luxury item to take to the jungle was Vaseline. It's lovely. Jenny Bond as well, the BBC's Jenny Bond, royal reporter.
They were lucky to get her because she was really toying with the idea of doing pantomime.
It was a toss-up between this and the jungle. She chose lipstick as her luxury item.
Wow. George, I thought she'd have chosen a corgi.
No, unfortunately not. The corgi wasn't available due to unforeseen circumstances. Alex, George Best's Mrs. Alex.
Do we like her?
I don't know too much about her.
Well, I've never met her, but I mean,
I think provisionally we like her.
She's fit, isn't she?
Yeah.
As a girl, Rachel, do you like her, or do you do that girl thing where you look at her and go, I hate her?
She's all right.
There you go, she's all right. That's the voice of the woman. She's all right.
She seems all right, doesn't she, I think?
I think we'll give her the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, until she starts annoying us.
That's true. And there are two left as well.
Yeah.
And these are the two we got interviews with.
Wow.
Very good.
What are their names?
And Deck, is it?
Jordan's in there, but she isn't the one we got an interview with.
Right,
so
okay.
Jordan's the eighth.
Yeah.
One of the celebrities is a former Liverpool footballer, so I was very pleased to be speaking to the man.
Oh, Robbie Fowler? What do you mean? No,
it's not.
Bruno Cheru in there.
That'd be good, actually. He's on form. No, it's Neil Razor Ruddock.
Razor Ruddock.
Who, again, is... There are, like, three or four in the running to win, and he's definitely one of them. He's like the Phil Tufnell character.
Was he a good footballer when he played for Liverpool?
He was a very good footballer. Yeah.
He's all right.
He's the hard man of football.
Dave, do you ever told you?
He was all right.
He was quite good, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Dave.
He did a job for you, yeah. Stop people playing.
There you go. So I had a little chat with him.
Oh, wow.
Which was nice. Phoned him up. They were all about to go to a barbecue at Peter Andre's mum's house.
No, but then apparently the PR woman said that had been cancelled.
Oh, really? What a blow.
Yeah, when we said, in that case, we'll be able to get them all together on the same phone line. She went, no, they're not going now. It's been cancelled.
Oh, okay.
So obviously Peter Andre's mum threw a bit of a wobbler. I'm not having those people come around here from my barbie. You flaming galah. Get back in your ute and wreck off.
Is that a direct quote?
No.
He just paraphrased it.
So, the first question, obviously, you want to ask Neil Ruddock. He's in the jungle. Wiser. He's in the jungle. First question, what's Jordan like?
She's very nice. I think she's playing Katie. She's Katie at the moment. No, she's a nice down-to-earth girl, you know. Obviously, things are written about her, and we all know what she's like and what she gets out of paper. But the first time I've actually got down to her legs, she's got lovely legs. Because you don't really see her legs.
No, you don't.
You know,
other things...
Sort of halfway down, it stops.
Yeah.
She's got really nice legs.
There you go.
I got a bit distracted during that question.
Jordan has nice legs.
She does, actually, to be fair. I've seen them.
Really?
Both of them.
God bless her.
Razor has obviously got a bit of a reputation as a hard man. He certainly did for Liverpool, Dave, didn't he? A few tackles there.
Oh, yeah, no diggity.
No doubt. You've got a reputation as a hard man, is what I asked him. This is what he said.
I think people think I'm harder than I actually am. When I get in the jungle and start creepy crawlers start running around me, then I'll show me true colours because I'm a big baby. Bambi. Bambi on ice.
He's a Bambi.
He won't find much ice in the jungle, will he?
That's true.
Has he ever seen this show before?
Temperature's putting 40 degrees. Probably not. Not a great deal of ice there. The one thing that everyone wants to know, though, when you watch these, is who's going to start annoying who? You know, could there be a Jenny Bond, Peter Andre sort of face-off type thing?
You know nothing about the royal family. I don't even want to speak to you.
Well, he's in his gym in Cyprus. So we asked him, who's getting on your nerves already?
Well, Lord Brockett in a minute.
Yeah.
He is the funniest man in the world. This man is absolutely hilarious. He's crazy. And I want to... If he can be a lord, I can be a... Morsy can be a lord. Anyone can be a lord. Because he is absolute barking mad.
So,
but he's funny. He is hilarious, man.
Lord Moyles does have a ring to it.
I bet it's not a rubber ring, though.
Hey! This is crazy chat.
What? Is that your catchphrase?
Hey!
Hey!
I think we were going very well there.
I like that.
Hey!
The serious voice of news. Hey!
And then I had to do a bit of sincere journalism with him
right, okay.
as well and tell him this. Neil, just finally, I'm kind of going to tell you this and obviously don't share it with anyone else.
Right.
We think you're going to win.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, it's going to be close. Me and Lord Brockett.
We think you're favourite to win, Neil, I'll be honest with you.
Oh, that's nice. Well, I'm going to win it for my little girl, Millie.
Good.
But she's getting a little bit of stick in her playground.
Yeah.
All the lads are taking the mickey out of her, so I want to win it to her.
That's nice. He wants to win it for Millie.
Maybe the lads are taking the mickey out of her because her dad is called Razor.
I could have something to do with it. So he's one of the favourites.
She's had his name, Brian. It's yours, Tony. Yours, Razor.
And then
that's weird. My dad's called Gillette Sensor XL.
Mach 3.
And then is he French?
He's the German. He's the German.
What? It is great to be here. My name is Mach 3. You may have seen my daddy, Mach 2, and my grandfather, just Mach.
He seems like a really nice guy, actually, to be fair. Neil Rudd, he's up for a laugh.
I've met him. I interviewed him when I did the big breakfast.
Did you?
Yeah.
Was he nice?
He's a nice guy, yeah. I've heard great stories about him. Most of them unbroadcastable.
You told me one that you definitely can broadcast.
Really?
See it.
I've heard he's a top bloke. He's a real top bloke.
So he's like sort of Phil Tufnell-y sort of character in there, I think. Bit of a geezer.
Yeah.
One of the definite favourites to win.
Well, there's one contestant left. Don't give anything away yet.
Okay.
Let's play a record and then find out, you know, which other top celebrity that you've been speaking to.
Okay.
Right. It's 8:22. Radio 1. Joe. Muse and Hysteria. Gotta move on. I haven't got enough time. So if you like this, go and buy the album, which is, by the way, great. I just had a text message from someone saying they've met Razor Ruddock. Ruddock is the most funniest, nicest guy I've ever met. Hope he doesn't get eaten by a croc. That's from David, listening somewhere. Right, so, we've heard from Razor Ruddock. Which other top I'm a Celebrity jungle person will we hear from next?
Think A-list.
Bono.
Slightly less, more...
David Essex.
Cliff Richard.
More, sort of further down the alphabet list.
Paul Young.
Mike Creed, the ex-Radio 1 DJ.
Yes, that's right.
Wow!
He was great, too.
Is he a junglist, then?
He's into a jungle massive.
Really. Wow.
Yeah, he's hanging with his home helps.
Is he?
Yes. I asked him the first question, again, you want to ask anyone if you're in the jungle. How's Jordan?
How is Jordan?
She's fine. She's absolutely fine. She's been letting us inspect her cleavage at close quarters.
Fantastic.
And apparently, you know, and of course, the usual barrage of questions, you know, we said, do you have any feeling? She does have a lot of feeling in that. And we were just sort of having a, you know, a touch and feel session, really, which is very nice. And she was saying, well, just would you like to inspect these before we go in, you know, in case there's weapons of mass destruction hidden in there. But no, they're looking pretty fine.
What? Actually, say all jokes aside, what a nice thing for Jordan to do is to go against, you know, routine and let people have a cop and a feel of her fake mams.
Mm, yeah.
Because she's so private
exactly.
about them. And that was very nice of her.
So he was very excited to meet Jordan.
Yes.
And I asked him the one question that you would like to know, I know. Any message for Chris Moyles, the new host of the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, Mike Reed?
I think you're doing a good job of the bits I've heard, but, I mean, be like me, go to bed late, get up early, and then mean to go to bed early the following night, but never do.
Yeah.
Radio 1, they're always making excuses for me, saying, well, you know, it's Mike's lifestyle. You know, he's okay on the radio, but he occasionally drifts in late in the morning. But in the 80s, they didn't like that. Now it's sort of a bit... maybe I was ahead of my time.
Yeah.
But I think Chris is doing, Chris doing a good job, and I think he should hang on in there.
Strange that Mike had a kind of like, you know, laddie lifestyle. He used to play the guitar and do Cliff Richard impressions.
It's also reassuring to know that after 3 weeks of doing the show, he wanted to hang on in there.
Well, you know, looking at tradition, do you know what I mean? I like Mike Reed, by the way. I think he's a nice... We interviewed him once on the telly, didn't we?
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, we did.
Yeah,
lovely man.
Lasting
nice
impression
guy.
On Dave.
Yeah.
He seemed like a really nice guy, actually.
Okay.
I had to do the kind of two-faced thing as well, because obviously we want Neil Razor Ruddock to win, and... kind of had to say the same thing to him.
Well, I like the fact that you said to Razor.
Neil, just finally, I'm kind of going to tell you this, and obviously don't share it with anyone else.
Right.
We think you're going to win.
Right, so obviously you said to Mike Reed.
Well, Mike, I've got to tell you this end. We think you're going to win.
Who's going to win?
You.
Do you?
Yes.
Way!
We think you've got what it takes to deal with Jordan... You know, kind of get on with Jenny Bond and endure Peter Andrew, or even Andre. So, you've got our vote.
Well, I hope I live up to Radio 1 expectations. That's say for the, you know, for the old firm. You know, we can, you know, we hope we have a Radio 1 winner.
A Radio 1 winner.
He was a really nice guy, actually. He's very, very excited as well.
He sounds like it.
Yes.
I believe you have a game which we'll play later.
Yes, it's a game me and Rachel devised this morning in the early hours. It's called the Mike Reed Jungle Game.
I can hardly wait.
Thank you.
Straight up.
Straight up.
Another great set of interviews, Dom. You really are the new Parky of Radio 1.
Thank you.
Sadly, Ian Parkinson and not Michael. Little drink for everyone at work. It's 8:29, 2 minutes left, then we'll do the news.
Strange beer I ain't felt for years. A madness situation.
Sugar Babes at Radio 1.
BBC. Radio 1. News Beat.
Right, Eminem coming up in just a few seconds, which is very good. Do you notice when it is, Dave?
No.
Well, find out after we do news and sport with Dom and Jules. It's just gone 8:30.
And the main news this morning, Ricky Gervais has made TV history by becoming the first British actor to win an award. Temperatures are expected to be at their lowest on Wednesday. Radio Newsbeat, it's now 8:35.
Poor Nicole Kidman. I mean, seriously, I know she's a millionaire. I know she's got a great life. But that's really funny. She flies all the way from Australia to LA, gets dressed up in a nice, you know, posh frock and high heels and a new bag, goes to the Golden Globes, sit through what is probably a really boring award ceremony, doesn't win, comes straight out, all the journalists go, you didn't win, why? And she goes, haha, well, I'm not really bothered, I just flew here from Australia with my parents, now I'm getting back on a plane to fly straight back again. What a waste of time that is.
It's a 14-hour flight, you've got to want to go there, she says.
Well, what she said, play the clip again.
I've just come back from Australia, so I flew back with my mum and dad, and I'm getting right back on a plane and going back there. I'm still on holiday. From here, it takes 14 hours. It's a long flight. You got to want to go, put it that way.
You got to go there? By the way, stop your whining, love. It takes longer than 14 hours from where we live.
What, to Australia?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
That's because it's further away.
Well, she's there going, it's a 14-hour flight. She'd try doing it from Middlesbrough. Miles away.
Especially with her mum and dad as well. I'm not saying that they don't get on.
What are you trying to say?
I'm not saying anything.
No,
I've flown
to Australia with Nicole's mum and dad. They're great company.
Okay.
They're perfect flying guests.
The Kidmans.
Yeah.
Nice
I love them. Yeah.
Mm.
Tony, her dad.
Yeah.
Oh, what a laugh.
Mm.
He's a builder. And, oh, has he got some funny jokes? He writ loads of stories. He's Tarmac Drives as well. And he's got some funny jokes. And her mum,
yeah,
right, she's a nurse. Oh, I don't know.
What's the mum's name?
Sheila Kidman.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm.
And what did I say his name
Bruce.
Was? Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's G'day. Bruce and Sheila Kidman. and she's got a younger brother, Wallaby. And it's a lovely family, it really is.
It is.
They drive around in their ute, going to Barbies.
They've got a dog called Bouncer, I heard.
They've also got a combi van for the weekend.
Yeah.
Leave it, thank you.
Good morning to you people. We're here to sing for you. Because we are Christmas singers. That's what we love to do. If it was a late night, go grab your coffee cup. And if you drank too much, we hope you're not chucking up. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
8:37, if you're still in bed, get out!
Look, if you had...
Really like that. Franz Ferdinand and Take Me Out on Radio 1. It's 8:44. Chris Moyles. Good morning. Right, so back to I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. I love how the term celebrity is getting looser and looser as these reality shows go by. That is great.
I'm an F-lister, get me out of here.
Yeah. I'm a celebrity, get me some work. Hmm. Alright, so you have a game to play, I believe.
Yeah, it's...
Who's it about?
Well, after the Mike Reed...
Mike Reed! On Radio 1!
After that interview, we thought it'd be a good idea to incorporate a game into one answer that he gave me that we haven't played earlier.
Wow.
The game is called... Well, the game on paper is called the Mike Reed Jungle Game, but I think we could probably do better.
Okay.
Not at the moment, though, so it's the Mike Reed Jungle Game, which me and Rach came up with this morning.
Mike Reed,
the Jungle Game
on Radio 1.
Yeah, there
That's
you go.
That's a jungle jingle.
Yeah.
By the to play the game, by the way,
yes,
we've got a member of our listening audience.
Brilliant.
Who is Sarah? Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Morning. You're right.
Yeah, I'm fine. Thanks.
How old are you?
18.
God bless you. Where are you from?
Daventry.
Beautiful
place.
What a lovely place. What are you getting up to do this morning?
Well, actually, I've got a day off today, so.
God bless you. And you still get up and listen to the radio?
Yep.
Really. Well, I thank you very much. We need the listeners. You probably just doubled our audience now. Right, so you're the same as me. I don't know how this game works, but I'm sure Dominic now will tell us to... Oh, hang on, here's Rachel.
Can I just say it's loosely based on the game, just in case you say it's a direct rip-off.
Right, okay, fair. I don't mind that. That's fine.
Okay.
Do you know what the game is, Sarah?
Kind of.
Hey, all right, so Dominic, tell me, Sarah, and everyone else the rules.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
No, don't chatter up.
I'm not chattering. I want to explain the rules so she's clear in her own
mind. Hi, Sarah, my darling. I'm Dominic.
Sarah, this game is called the Mike Reed Jungle Game.
Yeah.
I asked Mike Reed a question, one that you haven't heard, but you will hear in a minute. And in his answer, he incorporates the word jungle.
Right.
But what I need you to do is, between a number between 1 and 10, have a guess how many times he says that word, jungle,
right, I see.
In his answer.
Is your question on the clip?
No, it's not.
Right, so it's just his answer.
I think something like, you know, what was the big appeal of the jungle, Mike?
Right.
And then he'll say his answer, which incorporates the word jungle many times. But how many times?
It's 37 seconds long, his answer.
Right, okay then.
Right, Dave, go for you first.
I'm going to say it's pretty high. I'm going to go for 8.
8?
Mm, that's a lot of jungle, Dave.
Rachel, do you know?
Yes.
All right, so you can't play. Sarah, what do you reckon?
I'm going to say 6.
6? Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be a smart ass and go...
Why don't you say 7?
I'm either going to go 7 or 9.
7?
Or perhaps there's
Oh, Alan, do you know the answer? You don't? Oh, Alan's saying 5.
Okay.
Right, in that case, I'll go 7.
Okay, we all set?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's play the jungle game
on Radio 1.
There you go.
Okay, Sarah, best of luck.
Morning, John, if you're listening on the internet. Right, okay, so, Sarah.
Yeah?
Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right, how exciting this is.
Okay, so the question to Mike Reed was, Mike, how are you getting on in the jungle there?
I don't know. I think it'll be fun. I think it's an adventure. I think I've never been into the jungle before. That's an unusual thing to do. I mean, if we lived in a country where we had jungle, it wouldn't be that much of an adventure. But, I mean, we're as far away from the jungle as we possibly can be in the UK. So I thought that would be good, being in the jungle, but being in a, I suppose, a moderately safe environment. I mean, being outside and sleeping out at night in the jungle is a fantastic thing to do for a couple of weeks. You normally wouldn't do it because you'd be savaged or licked to death by something, but here you're in a relatively safe environment, but you can sleep out in the jungle every night. It's great.
Hey, I say that's six.
Six.
What there were six jungles.
Sarah, you're right.
Oh, we did.
Yeah, you sound over the moon.
Hooray.
Well done, Sarah.
Was that, did you ask him to do
no.
That?
Honestly not.
Because he's going jungle.
The third one, he says jungle like that. And I didn't get him to do that.
Unless they were having a bet between themselves. Because he does go, well, obviously being in the jungle.
Yeah. He just likes saying the word jungle.
Yeah. Would it be funny if he maybe said the word bungle?
Yeah, that would have been better.
Just the bear from Rainbow.
Yeah.
Sarah, well done. You've won a prize.
Oh, thank you.
What would you like?
Well, I don't know. What is there to choose from?
Don't know.
Oh, well, whatever.
But in theory, what would you like?
I'm not sure.
Do
really.
You like CDs?
Yeah, I like CDs.
Would you like a CD?
Yeah, go on in.
Okay.
What CD would you like?
Michelle McManus.
Oh, get lost. Seriously,
good
get
choice.
Stuffed. You having a laugh? What do you want that rubbish for? You could have had anything. You could have had like, The Strokes or Ludacris or Basement Jacks or Will Young. And you chose Michelle McManus.
Yep.
Well,
I just love her song, so.
You what?
I just like the song really much. So.
Are you deaf?
No,
seriously. I should start. It is the UK's number one, and God bless her. Well, maybe we'll send you that and some earplugs.
You can have a Newsbeat pen, Sarah, if you like.
Yeah, okay.
All right, then.
Do they exist?
No, they don't, but
right, okay.
Just a sticker on
still,
news.
Better than a Michelle McManus CD. All right, have a good day, Sarah. Enjoy your day off.
Bye.
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 There you go. God bless her. And it starts tonight, then. I'm a Celebrity.
9 o'clock.
Get Me a Career. 9 o'clock on ITV. Has it got much stiff competition in the TV shows?
I don't know what it's going up against, actually, to be fair. But,
no, do you know what? It could be going up against Mad About Alice, the rerun.
Before we met.
So anyway, there you go. Right, thank you very much, Dominic.
Thank you very much.
You're a legend and a genius.
Thank you.
All right. A new season on BBC. Somebody said Mike Reed's voice has changed since EastEnders. I bet we get one of those gags every day now, don't we? Of course, we switched on last night. Doesn't he look different? For God's sake. Make love, room 5, on the 2 minutes, 8:54. Dale in Manchester, good morning. I just seen a billboard with you on it. In a cape. What the hell? I don't. We'll discuss this after 9 o'clock. You may be going to work or wherever you're going this morning going, the bloody hell is that? Chris Moyle's in a cape. It's our brand new exciting billboard campaign. We'll talk about it after 9. We can't talk about it now because we have to play the Chili Peppers. By the way, tickets sold out in like seconds on Saturday morning for these gigs. We're going to have the Hyde Park gig on Radio 1 for like June or whatever.
19th it is, Saturday, June 19th.
Right, TDS Link up next. Can I get your hand to Chili Peppers coming to the UK. And they're playing Dublin as well, aren't they?
Yes, I believe so.
Oh, nice.
I'm good, thanks.
Just without giving anything away,
yeah.
You went to do something successful?
Didn't do it.
Right.
I couldn't get it online.
Right, okay, fine. Can't give too much away. But he went out, but he didn't do it. Interesting, huh?
Intriguing, yes.
I'm telling you, yeah. Right, tedious link time then. This show's gone really quick this morning.
Texas, say what you want.
Yeah, I know, it's written down in front of me. Okay. So, Dave, how do you get to this morning's tedious link from Thursday's Texas?
say what you want.
Texas is known as a Lone Star State. A lone star in the night sky is what the three wise men use for the purposes of navigation. Navigation is essentially the process of finding your way from A to B. A and B are followed by C. Sea-going vessels are often fitted with radar. The word radar is a palindrome, much like the words ABBA, AHA, BOO, race car and kayak. A kayak is a type of Native American canoe. Canoe, first named Nwankwo, plays for Arsenal. Arsenal are managed by Arsene Wenger, who is a Frenchman, and in that respect shares something in common with Louis Pasteur, right, the man who invented and gave his name to pasteurized milk. Mm. Milk comes from a cow. The cow jumped over the moon. Moon, first name Alfie, is the name of the EastEnders character that is played by actor Shane Ritchie.
Wow.
Shane Ritchie shares the same phonetic surname, different spelling, same pronunciation, as Guy Ritchie, the flat cap wearing cockney film director. And Guy Ritchie is married to Madonna. Which links to two this morning's tedious link track. It is Madonna and Like a Prayer.
Get in! Life is a mystery. I'm sure Alan will be singing and dancing all the way through. Please enjoy Madonna. Madonna's Like a Prayer, Dave's Tidy Slink for today. Before we get into any problems, a few people text in saying, are you doing two Tidy Slinks today because you didn't do one on Friday? Mm. The answer is no, because even though I wanted to do one, my idea is being poo-pooed by Joe, our executive, and Rachel.
Oi.
Well, we're not doing it, are we?
No.
Well, why not?
Because.
You say so?
Yep.
There you go, well, it's because of you then. I wanted to do two Tidy Slinks. And the answer from above is no, which I think is out of order and rude.
Just following orders, you know.
Rubbish. So, Seamless Link?
Yes.
Lots of people disagree.
In what way, exactly?
From where did you say milk comes from?
Milk comes from a cow.
No, it comes from the supermarket. What was the thing about A to B? A and B?
A and B are followed by C.
No, B is followed by C. A isn't. It's followed by B.
A and B are followed by C.
No.
It's
no.
The next one in the order of sequence.
When you go through the alphabet, you don't go A and B, C.
A, B, C.
And pasteurisation was invented to purify beer, not milk. That came later.
Yes, but...
Louis Pasteur invented the pasteurisation process, not the milk.
Yeah, but he has given his name to pasteurised milk. Pasteurised milk. Louis Pasteur.
And what was your line about a Native American and a kayak?
A kayak is a type of Native American canoe.
Right. This one says, you mean canoe?
Canoe.
What?
Canoe.
Is that how you pronounce it? To shoehorn in the Arsenal player?
No, it's pronounced canoe, right, in Native American, you see? Also used by the Eskimos, too.
Right. And someone said, didn't that Louis Pasteur bloke invent penicillin?
He did, actually. Well, I think he did. I was researching this the other day, and I couldn't remember whether it was him that invented...
So, right, Toby, Mr. News this week, who'd agree with me or Dave? Just say me. Dave?
Thank you.
He won't be here tomorrow morning. Actually, no, I'll make sure he is. On time.
Right. I'm surprised you didn't...
What?
I'm surprised you didn't pick me up on palindromes. I didn't expect you to know what that meant.
Oh, yeah, Toby's saying he agrees with me on that one. What? Moo?
Boob. Boob is a palindrome. B-O-O-B. The other way round is B-O-O-B.
Right.
So, hence a palindrome. Like race car, R-A-C-E-C-A-R. R-A-C-E-C-A-R. See?
Right, so what was your mistake?
Nothing, I just didn't expect you to know what a palindrome was. I thought you might have been curious.
Hang on, Toby, you're talking to me through soundproof glass, love. I can't hear what you're saying. And he's whispering. No. Toby, what?
Boo.
Boo?
Boob. Boob. B-O-O-B. The other way around is B-O-O-B. Yes. Juliet's point.
Oh, hang on. I'm losing the will to live again. Hang on, hang on. No, it's all right. Don't you worry. It's back again. Right, 08700 100 100 if you want to play car park catchphrase this morning. 08700 100 100. Alad, obviously, looks for the finest contestants that he can find, unlike Friday's show. So, oh, no, we didn't do Friday. We Thursday
no.
was. 08700 100 100. Here's what you do, by the way, for those of you who've never phoned Radio 1 before. 08700 100 100. Dial that. And it's a little pre-recorded message.
Hello, thank you for calling Radio 1. My name...
Right, ignore that and just press 1.
If you want to get through...
Then press it again.
Hold the line one moment, caller, while we try to put you through.
And my little patronising voice will then put you through to the studio. That's how you do it, you see? So it's easy.
Easy.
08700 100 100. When I start talking, just press 1 twice and it'll go through to the studio. Easy?
Easy.
I think so too.
1, 2, 3,
come to think of it, Dave, actually, I think it was Alexander Fleming who invented penicillin, actually, now that I think about it, whilst also coincidentally reading all the thousands of text messages that are flooding in from smart arses who really should be, you know, at work.
I think perhaps it was a joint collaboration.
A joint what? It was a collaboration, was it? And that's the... How do you pronounce that? Is that a different language?
That's not a palindrome, though.
Right, it's not. No, good.
Not like boob and aha and race car and kayak.
Is Pillock one?
CK. No.
1, 2, 3, my baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and if I don't push her.
The song divides the nation. People are like, they love it, or think it's absolute bilge. Comfortably numb, went into the chart yesterday, number 10, Scissor Sisters. I think... And there's no doubt someone will tell me, I think Joe Wiley's been raving about the Scissor Sisters, hasn't she?
It's a good record, that.
Do you like that?
Mm. It was remixed by Norman Cook, I believe, a.k.a. Fatboy Slim.
Wow.
And Coxie.
Coxie remixed it as well, did she?
No.
And is that what she does now, with her mornings?
No.
In the studio? Fresh.
You know what I meant.
There you go, Scissor. Now, do you know what? It's the first time I've heard that, gotta be honest.
Really?
And that's done nothing for me whatsoever.
Perhaps you should hear it again.
It's like the Bee Gees are singing in it.
But it's good.
Okay.
I think you'll learn to love it.
I think you're wrong. But I don't care. There's enough good stuff around at the moment. I don't need the Scissor Sisters. If you like them, you can have them.
Okay.
However, I will enjoy all my other great songs. My Jay-Z's and my Outcasts.
Are they next to play on Radio 1?
No, we've played Outcasts before Scissor Sisters, Dave.
I think you might be playing it again.
No, okay. Dave, we're only going to play it once this morning. But we will play Pharrell Williams and Jay-Z with Frontin'. Now, here's a question for you. Is that used in the Colin and Edith advert, or is it Jay-Z's Change Clothes and no one's going to help you?
I'm going to say that it is not used in the Colin and Edith
advert. As used in the Colin and Edith Radio 1 advert, Frontin' by Pharrell Williams and Jay-Z.
Dang.
And now Rachel looks confused.
I'm confused.
Are you sure? Because you get this wrong every week, obviously.
Excuse me.
You do.
No, I don't.
Last week we had this same conversation.
And I said it's definitely Frontin'.
You were likewise unsure, as am I.
It's Frontin'.
Anyway.
Thank you very much. Anyway, can we move on?
Yep.
Yes.
Good.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
Chris Moyles.
Good morning! Hello, Britain! On your way to wherever you were heading this morning, you may have seen a big poster with me as a rubbish superhero. That's not a cape around my neck, it's a towel. And yes, I wear the underpants over my trousers. It's our huge poster campaign, which launches today throughout the UK, promoting the Chris Moyles Show. 48 sheets, most of them. Some are 96, but the majority of them are 48 sheeters. Because it's made up of 48 sheets of poster.
And the 96 sheeters are made up of 96 sheets of poster.
Correct. Like a giant jigsaw. So what we're going to do is we're going to give away, in a piece of genius, signed bits of the poster to lucky listeners across the UK.
So call us or text us if you've seen one of these great posters. In fact, don't call, because Alan needs girls for car park catchphrase. So if you're a girl and you don't care about our poxy poster campaign, ring up for car park catchphrase. However, if you're a girl who's seen these posters and have thoroughly been, let's use the word, excited by them, why not text in and tell us where you saw the great poster? If you can confirm the side of a poster, we'll sign and send you one of the 48 bits that make up our brand new poster campaign. Thank you for playing. The ego has landed. There you go. They're all over the place.
That was quietly understated.
Leeds, Manchester, even London, Cardiff, and other places. My script here says, to be honest, most of the bits are pretty crap. However, you could win a piece of the poster that includes my eyes, which Alan says is quite freaky.
It's something, quite scary. Something of a lottery, therefore, isn't it? Because you could end up with just vast empty space.
And you could also have a poster which includes my underpants.
Or you could get one just with your fist on it.
Strange connection, but thanks, Dave. What's your... Rachel, out of all the 48... sheets. Which one is your favourite from the 48 sheeter?
I think it's your eyes, Chris.
Really?
Yes. It's a bit scary though.
And that's just one sheet.
Or it could be your mouth.
Do you know what?
I'm not sure about that.
You could win that sheet.
Really?
Yeah.
How?
Well, I just told you, you're deaf. If you texted in and say I was seeing one of your posters and it was on this road or whatever. Above the kebab shop in London. Wherever that is, I don't know. And as an extra thing, what we want to do is, and I don't know if people can do this, but it'd be great if you could. If you got a phone, which has got the old camera and the old email on, take a photo of yourself standing in front of one of our big posters and email it to us. We're going to put all the best ones, realistically, all the ones we get, on our website. So have a look. If it's a poster up near you, take a photo of yourself standing in front of it. If you want, you can also make the superhero pose.
And also, that will just show the scale and enormity of the posters.
48 sheeter.
Or 96 are the bigger ones.
Sheeter. And then email it to chris.moyles@bbc.co.uk. chris.moyles@bbc.co.uk. And the best ones. We'll even give you a sheet.
It's a hell of a competition.
As Sean Connery was telling me.
There we go. I think your 48 sheeter is a great poster. It shows off your excellent physique. And proves that you are, indeed, the saviour of breakfast radio. Outside my house, I have a 96-seater. Not a 48-seater. Thank you.
There you go.
Sounds like you're talking about coaches.
Shut up.
Read all about it! This week, Radio 1 hits New York City.
I saw one at Charlie Brown's roundabout in Woodford from Mark. The posters everywhere. Let your body fit for me. Just like, how many sheets does it take to fill your belly? See, that's just rude. Why are people being rude? That's so fattest. I'm really against people slagging off fat people. I was talking about it earlier, for those of you who weren't tuned in, but I was defending, you know, people like Michelle McManus and, you know, all those kind of people. I think it's rude, cruel that people point the finger and wave it at fat bloaters. I think it's well out of order. Anyway, moving on. If you just switched on, we're talking about this, the posters go up today. I seen your poster in Belfast City Centre this morning from Neil at work in Belfast.
Makes sense, really, doesn't it?
Need to do that. Right? What, Rachel? You've got the list. Rachel's got a list of every single site. How many are there?
A lot.
It's about 800, I think.
Are there?
Well, hang on. Oh, hang on. Here comes Alad. What's now? Here comes Alad. What's this now?
I just
ran
in the door.
What?
I ran in the door.
Sorry, only dogs can hear what you're saying. No. What was that?
8,500. Sites.
8,500?
Yes.
All right, so yes, there was 800, but maybe just a few more. Oh, I think there's 800. No, would that be right? No. 8,000?
Are you sure?
Really?
Wide.
8,000 billboards around the UK?
Yeah. I'm sure that's what he said to me.
Not 800.
So why have none of us got a pay rise when we started this show? Well, I did. You know, the rest of you.
Do you want me to check my facts? You don't look like you don't believe me.
Just the facts, man.
It's fine. Quite a few in Birmingham.
Really? But not 8,000.
There's 23 in Bristol.
If people can text in where they live and we'll tell them if there are any posters near them.
There's five in St. Helens.
Do you know what? By the way, for those people who don't like me, they'll go, God, Chris Moyle's got such a big ego. He's talking about his own post campaign and where people can see them. But it's not that at all. You'd not believe how much money these cost, so we really need people to see them. There's no point in having posters up if you don't look at them. We've got to get the figures up. Have you seen how, bad it's got? Good Lord. We open the windows now to double the audience. So, you know, every little help. Like Tesco's.
Every little helps.
Every little helps.
That fellow goes,
every little helps.
Like but people are going to see them. They're enormous. I mean, you're like
to go there.
You're a national eyesore.
No, a national... Oh, you pillar, you. The nice poster. You're just jealous because you're not in it. Or are you? That's another... Oh, hang on. I've played that one already. Play this one, then. Thank you very much. Colin and Edith, because it really sorted me out.
Good morning, Wales.
No, it's not.
Sexy.
I don't believe she's Welsh, that
she
girl.
She is Welsh.
I don't believe it. She's not Alan.
I don't believe it.
She's not, is she?
I don't think she is.
Do you think she's kind of
stunned Welsh?
Because
they really sort me out. What? With Welsh lessons? I don't think so, love, somehow. Don't want to sound full of myself a rule. In Wortley, Dave, just on the bottom end of Oldfield Lane. On the South Circular in Streatham. Nottingham Road in Mansfield from Matt. They're all over, Dave.
Everywhere they are.
Yeah. Maybe there are 8,000.
That seems a lot to me, that 8,000.
Personally, I'd have just done 5,000 and taken the rest of the money. Any of your sexy posters in Bedford? Any in Bedford, Rach? Go through the list of 8,000.
You said before there was one in Bedford, didn't you? St. John Street.
Did I?
Mm.
Can't remember.
I think so.
I'll tell you after the news.
Great.
Oh, yeah, no.
Well, no. No, that's Birmingham.
That was Bradford.
Well, oh, pretty close.
Spelt a bit like Bedford, isn't it? Well, the Ford bit and the
very,
B.
Very similar, those two places. Bedford and Bradford.
Yes, four.
Four sites in Bedford. Tell me where they are, Rach. Oh.
St. Peter's Street.
Wow.
Tavistock Street, Dame Alice Street and Kingsway.
Dame Alice Street?
Yes.
Mm. Alice? Alice?
You're mad about Alice,
mad
you?
Mad about Alice, the BBC sitcom with Jamie Thicks and Amanda Holden singing the theme tune. I remember a time when we didn't rap. What, before we met? Well, we're not together now. Anyway. Kylie Minogue in a second. Let's get some news and sport with Dom and Jules. It's 9.33.
Flowers, office workers make mouth. Temperatures are expected to be at their lowest on Wednesday. Radio Newsbeat, it's now 9.36.
You read that beautifully.
Thank you very
you
much.
You really did.
Thank you.
Yeah. What, are you on a sponsored fluff this morning?
I only had one.
You get £1 for every time you fluff up a word?
I only had one fluff there this morning.
Liar.
Oh, in this bulletin anyway.
You had one per bulletin at least.
I only had one per bulletin.
You were fluffing so much Juliet made this face.
Did you?
She you did. Know? Oh, you liar. You went on this.
It just caught me by surprise, Stumble City and all that.
Yeah, which is so unlike me. That's what you thought to yourself.
Stumble City.
With
come to a place known as Stumble City. Meet the mayor, Dominic Byrne.
Howdy. I mean, morning. Oh, sorry. In other news?
I did all right with the weather today, though, I thought.
Yeah, it makes a change.
Yeah.
Are we going to get snow like we had... Was it last year when the entire whole of the UK shut down because this country is so crap at actually preparing itself for a millimetre of snow? Are we going to get that kind of snow?
I don't know if it's going to be that bad, because last year the M11 was at a standstill for 7 weeks.
What has she been doing since she left Live and Kicking?
I'm just hanging out in the bungalow.
No, the Emma.
Who?
Emma Ledden.
Emma who?
Emma Ledden.
That's very nice. That's very good.
Thanks.
7 weeks?
No, that was a joke.
Oh, I see.
They're not actually in their cars for 7 weeks. They'd freeze.
Because we're going to go sledging. If it snows, we're going to go sledging.
I found a big baking tin we can use at home.
It better be big if I'm sitting on it.
Well, I didn't take you into account.
Thank you very much. What am I just standing on the bottom going, go, Dave! Whee!
You'd cause an avalanche.
An avalanche! An avalanche! Cheeky git.
Wednesday is snow day. That's what we've been told.
Really?
I've got to apologise to somebody in the BBC weather unit as well. Is it right to do that?
Oh, Mr. Hammond?
Yeah, on Friday I said I spoke to John Hammond in the weather unit. I got an email from one of his workers who said, it's not John, it's Philip.
There used to be a DJ called John Hammond in Leeds on the radio, and he used to work for Radio Air.
Was he any good?
And he was great. Mm-hmm. And then when I was at school, I went to Radio Leeds for work experience, where he was doing a mid-morning show.
Excellent.
And I was there for 2 weeks, and he got signed different things to do every day. So one day, I was working with the news people, which is very exciting. Another day, I might be working with Ian Timms, who was a portly gentleman who did a very interesting afternoon lunchtime show. And then one day I was working with John Hammond, and I thought, maybe I'll learn lots about the ways of BBC Radio. And after his show, where I sat through the glass, because I wasn't allowed to sit in the same room, he threw a wobbler, had a row with his producer, stormed off, and as he walked past me said, "Put my records away." And here I am today, so, you know, God bless him. Thanks, John, you were brilliant.
We're here to entertain you each morning from 7. We finish up at 10, then we leave at half 11. If you listen every morning and think our show is funny, the figures will go up and we'll get paid much more money. The Chris Moyle Show, national radio.
Still your favourite, isn't it?
I love that bit.
You love it. It's 20 to 10. Here's Kylie at 1. FM, rocking the nations. Hot rocking, flame-throwing hits coming your way. She's hot. She's sexy. She's Joe Wiley. She's here at 10 o'clock this morning. And coming up, we'll do Car Park's catchphrase. Meanwhile, here's Kylie.
Hear the vocal, Dave. Hear the vocal.
That's nice, thank you. Yeah.
Motorcycle Radio 1 as the rush comes. It's 9:46.
It's time for Car Park Catchphrase, and here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Good morning, car park fans. Where did Alan? Why did Alan sit there for the whole of that intro? And then he went, "And here's your host, Chris." And he got about his chair and walked out. Is he in protest? Does he want money for applauding?
Leaving me the only clapper in town.
Well, what can I tell you? Why did he run out? Oi, Welsh boy, get in here. Why did he run out then?
I was going to get the information that you asked from Rachel, and Rachel couldn't find it, so I went to help.
Chris Moyles.
Tell me when.
That'll do. You've got to give Roy Walker the clap. Roy's a legend and needs the clap.
Thank you, Chris.
All right, Roy.
Sorry, Roy.
All right. I don't have a... That's all right, Alex. Don't mention it. Anyway. Roy,
please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. I'm Helen from Rugby.
Hooray! Oh, lovely. Rugby. Do we have a poster site in rugby?
I've been looking, but I can't find any anywhere.
All right. Well, I'll find it. I'll look on the list and I'll let you know.
Thank you.
What do you do?
I'm a beautician.
Ooh. I wonder why Alan put you on the air today, then.
Not true.
You hoping to get some freebies?
Not true.
Quick facial.
Could he make Alan look beautiful?
I could try.
He loves a facial.
That's not...
You do, don't you? You love a facial.
According to Dave, I do, yes.
Well, there you go. It's an exclusive. How old are you, by the way?
I'm 27.
Are you married?
Divorced.
Really?
Yes.
He was never good enough for you anyway.
No.
Shall I move on?
Yes.
Okay. Where are you parked?
I'm parked in the Gas Street car park.
I love that. And what are you driving?
I'm driving a Vauxhall Astra.
Is it second-hand?
Yes.
Okay. What colour is it?
It's going soon.
Why?
Because I found a better car.
What are you going to move up to?
A Ibiza Sport.
A what?
A Fiat Ibiza Sport.
Nice. Yeah. Hot rocking. All right, wind your window down. Let's see your horn. Good God!
That's beefy.
Bloody hell, love.
That'll do. All right, good luck.
Thank you.
Who's on line two?
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hello, Chris. I'm Marcus and I'm from Yeovil.
Yay! Have you seen our poster site yet?
No, I haven't. No, sorry.
Rachel, where is the one in Yeovil?
There is one in Yeovil and it's by Premier Livestock Auctions.
Do you know that?
No.
Great. What's the postcode on that then, Rach? Oh, he doesn't know. What do you do, Marcus?
I'm a plumber, Chris.
Can I ask you a question?
You can.
All right, would you know anything about this? In my bathroom, I've got an extractor fan.
Yep.
And when I switch the light on, it automatically goes on. There's a little red light in it and it goes green. However, one day I went in and it didn't go green, it stayed red and it's been off. I'll take it, it's broken. And I didn't think it would cause too much damage because I only have a small bathroom. How wrong I was, and now I have a serious damp problem, and I have ants. Any suggestions?
Yeah, ring a plumber, Chris.
Yeah, you are a plumber, Marcus.
You know what you need? You need some humidity fans.
Well, I've got a really decent extractor.
But you need humidifans, which are humidity sensitive, and when the humidity gets too high, they extract all the water.
Well, the extractor worked fine before, but I'm wondering, is it work? Bearing in mind, I'm so not DIY at all, but if I unscrew it, will there be something glaringly obvious, like, I don't know, a fuse that I can change and save myself 150 quid?
I really don't know. I'm not an electrician, Chris, to be honest.
Yeah, but wouldn't you know about an extractor fan in a bathroom?
No.
Right, okay.
We leave those electricians on site.
Right, okay. Not rubbish. Can you sort out my power share on the ensuite?
Yeah, probably.
I think it's the tray at the bottom. I think it just needs proper sealing.
Yeah, probably.
Right, we'll talk later, maybe.
Right,
maybe we'll have a drink after the show.
In the bar?
Yeah.
Right. All right, where are you parked?
On the site car park.
All right, so you're working today?
Yeah.
Oh, you will be, when you finish this. Well, right, what are you driving?
Ford Escort van.
White?
Yeah.
Of course. Right, let's hear your horn then, son. Nice. Helen, let's hear yours. Oh, quite similar. Could be hard, this one. I'm going to have to pan them left and right. Rachel, you want to say?
The one in Yeovil's in a place called Reckleff.
Do you know that, Marcus?
No.
Excellent. Love. I'm really pleased we got you on this morning, by the way. Right, okay, then let's do the rules, right? Read them out slowly for Marcus.
Thanks, Chris. Now, before we start, let me quickly run through the rules so everybody knows how to play the game. In a moment, yeah. Chris will describe what he can see in front of him with the help of your friend and mine. It's Mr. Fish.
Hello.
And when you think you know what the car park catchphrase is,
yes.
Buzz in with your horn and we'll see if you're right.
Right.
All you have to remember in this game is the golden rule. Say what you hear.
What?
Say what you hear.
Right, are you ready, Helen?
Yes.
Are you ready, Marcus?
Yeah.
Horns at the ready. Fingers steady. Let's play car park catchphrase.
Best of three, good luck. All right, Mr. Fish appears very anxious, as if he's looking for something. Looks like, I think he might have lost a heart, and he can't find it anywhere. Is it in his car? No, it's not in his car. Is it in his office? It's not in his office. Where or where could it be? Oh, looks like he's remembered. His heart must be at home. Ah, yeah, he's found it now. So it looks like his home... Who was first?
That was Marcus.
Marcus?
No!
Hang on. Was it? It wasn't. Obviously, wasn't then. Hang on, Dave.
Was Marcus?
Well, hang on. He started laughing when I said
it was. It was his horn.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Marcus, what's the answer?
Is it home is in the heart?
Home is in the heart.
Oh, it's good, but it's not right.
Helen, do you want to have a go?
Home is where the heart is.
You're right!
Well, Chris, I meant that. Someone else shouted out the wrong answer.
Well, you see, you shouldn't listen to your dummy friends.
Oh,
right, so point to you, Helen.
Thank you.
If you get the next one right, you've automatically won and we can cut Marcus off.
Cool.
However, if Marcus gets it right, you're both still in the game. So good luck to Helen. All right, here we go then.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
All right, there's Mr. Fish walking back from the chippy on his own. Oh dear, what's this? It looks like a group of ninjas have jumped on him. He could be in trouble here. They're hitting him with sticks and stones. Oh dear. And now they're calling him names. Dave, who was that?
Marcus.
Marcus?
Would it be sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me?
It's the right answer.
Hey! Yay!
Sound a bit bored there, Roy.
Very keen. Right, last one then. Here we go. It's one apiece.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
Right. Oh, it looks like it's Mr. Fish's birthday. And he's opening all his gifts. That's a big one. It looks like he's unwrapping it. It's a horse! Mr. Fish is very pleased with his gift. Dave?
Helen.
Was it you, Helen?
Yes.
Yes, Helen?
Don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Don't look a gift horse in the mouth?
You're a winner! Yes.
Well done!
Thank you.
Sorry, Marcus.
All right, cheers, Chris.
Yeah, he sounds devastated.
I am, I'm totally devastated.
Bye. Right, so, Helen, congratulations. You win a prize of a pen.
Thank you.
I don't know what else to give you, to be quite honest, because all the prizes are rubbish until Friday. Right, have a lovely, lovely day.
And you. Thank you, Chris.
God bless you.
And you.
Is there anyone you'd like to say hello to before we cut you off in a comedic way?
Just my brother, Owen.
Oh, I thought she might have done a longer list so I could cut her off.
All right, sorry.
Hello. What does Owen do?
He works in London for a finance company.
Nice.
Mm.
Mm.
All right, well, keep a lookout for our hilarious posters.
I will do.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Enjoy your facials. Bye.
Bye.
There you go. God bless her. So that's another happy, satisfied customer. And thank you, Mr. Fish.
Thank you.
And thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Thank you, Roy Walker.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
I'm getting a bit carried away there, weren't you, Roy? Right, coming up, Mark and Lard, are they here at 1 o'clock today?
Yes.
Is Sarah Cox here at 3 o'clock?
Yes.
Is Joe Wiley here at 10 o'clock?
Yes, with Snow Patrol in the Live Lounge.
Good God! Right, so I'm going to find someone to fix out my damp problem and get rid of those ants. The flat's covered in white powder. Because I'm getting rid of ants, by the way. Sorry. I don't know why I'm laughing. I don't even understand that.
I thought you meant, like, talcum powder and stuff.
All right, two things I might try and do today. I might try and sort out my damp problem and join a gym.
I can help you with one of those.
Really?
Hmm.
Damp problem? Yeah, but you paid a fortune for yours.
Yeah, but I had a good job, Tom.
Yeah, but I don't know how bad it is. I don't want to... Maybe I'll just do it myself, you know what I mean?
Probably makes sense, you being handy and all.
Yeah, well, you know. Something to talk about on tomorrow's show.
That's true.
And I might join a gym today.
I said that last Monday.
I know, I know. It's like a Monday catchphrase.
Sit on your ass playing Xbox.
Yeah, but it's great. Vice City. Anyway, have a great day. We're back tomorrow morning. Joe is next. Joe Wino.